Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Yourself, if you're a new caller, what is the Real Talk for Real People show is all about? It's about the study of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. giving a bird's eye view of critical analysis and assessment, leaving no stone or leaf unturned. So you can have a proper codified relationship. See, everything in life is codified. Your very organisms are codified. Birds are codified. Bees are codified. Everything is codified. So why would it stand to reason that the relationship, the most important one you should ever have in your life, is codified? See, we try to live life in an uncodified manner. That's why our lives are totally unmanageable, as it says in Alcoholics Anonymous. Because we don't want to live by a code. We suffer uncodes. So, and you may be very well be asking, Yum Su, who is the we? You're making references. Sister Avia from New York City. She's sort of the point lady on the program. She keeps us on the reservation, so to speak, and keeps us straight and narrow. Sister Yehudi has a unique way of using her own experience and observation, and most importantly, the Most High, as a linchpin, and make it a right application and study. Cartrio has a way, because he's been studying the Most High about as long as Sister Yehudi. I think she's been studying the Most High 35 years. I think he is about that and much more. And he can tell you from his experience based on the psalmist, King Dawood and the other psalmists, that he's utilized that. He's made the right application. And be that as it may, when he was 14 years old, he had some personal problems. And he used the psalms to help eradicate those personal problems in a codified manner. When he was a young man working in construction, he learned he had a fear of heights. There again, he went to the Most High to help eradicate them. And surely you can too, using the Most High word and applying that word. Just simply studying it alone will not suffice. You must learn to make the right application. Praise your blessed holy name. So without further ado, let me bring them on. Sister Yehudi, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom. No, I'm sorry. Sister Abigail.
Shalom. Oh, may the Most High bless you and everyone else, and may he continue to bless us. I want to say thank you to Yah, especially for today, to bringing me home out of the supermarket.
Right.
Let me tell you, they are crazy people up in the supermarket. They run you down. They start fighting over a bag of pretzels. It's crazy out there. But like I said, I thank y'all. He brought me back home safe. But I thank him, first of all, for letting me be alive and able to make it there back and forth. So, Shalom, everyone. Love you, family.
Thank you very much, sis. I'm glad you got through that. May the Most High bless you. And we are crazy as we want to be. The evidence doesn't lie. Now, Sister Yehudi, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom. I agree with everyone. And, you know, it's just not to act like we're living it. We live in a time of moral consciousness, right? Not everybody, but there's a lot of us that don't. We're here to help and guide, to inspire, and to lift up, despite the craziness. So, with all this listening, I hope you get a good lesson and understand it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sister Yehudi. Good to have you back. Cartrio, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is out. Shalom.
Shalom, family. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How y'all doing today? Good to hear your voices.
Great.
Doing good, bro. And you?
Especially Sister Abiyah. She reminds me of that sister that sang. I want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for shining your light on me. It's been a long time since I asked the one to love me. I owe my thanks to thee.
Hallelujah. That was beautiful.
Yes,
it's so was.
Yeah.
I'm quite sure Yum Su got it and got that in his bag.
No.
Mr. DJ.
Derek Cottrell did a good job. He didn't need a follow up. Yeah, he did a good job. All right, y'all. Y'all ready to put in some work?
Yes, sir.
Chapter 40. Thank you, brother. Chapter 41 of Jeremiah. Talk about Gedaliah, the insurrection against him, and eventually his death. Let's turn to 41, Jeremiah. Now it came to pass in the seventh month that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, son of Elishamah, and the royal family, of the royal family, and of the officers of the king came with 10 men to Gedaliah, son of Hakam, at Mizpah. There they ate bread together in Mizpah. Then Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and the 10 men who were with him arose and struck Gedaliah, the son of Hakam, and the son of Shaphat, with the sword, and killed him, whom the king of Babylon had made governor over the land. Ishmael also struck down all the Yehudites who were with him. That is, with Gedaliah at Mizpah, and the Chaldeans who were found them, the men of war. This man went stark crazy mad. And it happened on the second day after he had killed Gedaliah, when it was yet no one knew that certain men had come from Shiloh and from Samaria, 80 men with their beards shaved and their clothes torn, having cut themselves with the offering and the incense in their hand to bring men to the house of the Elohim. Now Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, went out from Mizpah to meet them, weeping as he went along. And it happened as he met them that he said to them, "Come to Gedaliah, the son of Hakam." So it was when they came into the midst of the city that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, killed them, cast them in the midst of the pit. And the men who were with him, but 10 men were found among them who said to Ishmael, "Do not kill us, for we have treasures of wheat, barley, oil, and honey in the field." So he desisted and did not kill them among their brothers. Now the pit into which Ishmael had cast all the dead bodies of the men whom he had slain because of Gedaliah was the same one Asdod, the king, had made for fear of Bashan, king of Israel. Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, filled it with the slain. And Ishmael carried away captives all the rest of the people who were in Mizpah, the king's daughters, all the people who remained in Mizpah. When Nebuzaradan, the king of the God, had committed whom Nebuzaradan, the king of Mizpah, the captain of the guard, had committed to Gedaliah, the son of Hakam, and Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, carried them away captive and departed to the Ammonites. But when Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were with him heard all the evil that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, had done, they took all the men and went to fight with Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah. They found him by the great pool that is in Gibeah. So it was, when all the people who were with Ishmael saw Johanan, the son of Kareah, all the captains of the forces who were with him, they were glad. And all the people whom Ishmael had carried away, captives from Mizpah, turned around and came back and went to Johanan, the son of Kareah. But Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, escaped from Johanan with 80 men and went to the Ammonites. When Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were with him took from Mizpah all the rest of the people whom he had recovered from Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, after he had murdered Gedaliah, the son of Hikam, mighty men of war, the women and the children, the eunuchs whom he had bought back from Gibeah. And they departed and dwelt in the habitation of Shechem, which is near Bethlehem. As they went on their way to Mizraim, it's also the Chaldeans, they were afraid of them, because Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, had murdered Gedaliah, the son of Hakam, whom the king of Babylon had made governor in the land. Pretty straightforward what was going on. A lot of treachery. far as Ishmael is concerned. And the other brother was trying to make amends by bringing the people back. And I'm going to let Cartrell and Sister Yehuda and Sister Abiyah get into this. Praise Yah. Bless His holy name.
I have a question for Cartrell. Was Ishmael, was he an Israelite?
Not only was he an Israelite, but he was from the royal house of King David.
Mm-hmm.
And Ishmael is a Hebrew name, which Abraham, our father, gave his firstborn son.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just exclusive to the people of Ishmael. It's a Hebrew name, Ishmael, the Most High hears. So Ishmael was a royal descendant of King David, and he was jealous of Gedaliah, who was appointed by the king of Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
So his envy, his jealousy over Gedaliah being over the poor people that were left caused him to commit murder. He sat down and ate bread with Gedaliah. Obviously, they knew one another.
Mm-hmm.
And he used that as a guise to kill him. But unfortunately, Gedaliah didn't listen to wise counsel. Because remember the last chapter, somebody tried to warn him, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't heed the warning. And he didn't prepare himself for his encounter with Ishmael. And Ishmael had ill intent. But it shows that Israelite on Israelite crime is nothing new. It's ancient. He sided with our enemies, the Ammonites, the king.
Mm-hmm.
And we have people who side with our enemy today who will kill us because we speak the truth.
Okay, now, because they had already taken over the nation and that land. And so it was a mixture, it sounds like reading chapter from chapter, it was a mixture of people dying as well as people being carried off. And like you said, because the poor was left in that land, so that left all the dignitaries out, correct? So all the dignitaries out the land?
Especially the king.
Mm-hmm.
And the princes tried to escape Nebuchadnezzar's conquest, King Nebuchadnezzar's conquest of the land of Judah. So they all ran. Most I told them not to run. And he ran anyway. And as a result, those who didn't run, the Most High blessed them with land. And it was the poor people that he blessed with land and substance. And
mm-hmm.
the fact that Ishmael was jealous of that because he didn't follow instructions, he goes on a murderous rampage. He kills people that's coming back, you know, to serve Yah. And they really couldn't serve Yah because the temple was destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So Most High didn't tell them to come back and bring offerings. But they came back and brought offerings and they died. And Ishmael threw them in a pit, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something else in here that's very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Ishmael forced the remaining Yehudites to run with. Eastern Europe?
Did what?
Did he force them to run to Eastern Europe?
Yes.
No, he did. He forced them to run to Egypt.
Oh. I was wrong.
So
oh,
when we ran to Israel, we always ran to Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't run to Eastern Europe.
You're right. Over the
and running. Failure.
I said you're right. You're correct. When I recollect, yeah.
What do the Egyptians look like?
Us. We were looking alike. We looked alike, right?
Okay. Yeah. And where do we come from? We came out of Egypt, being birthed as a nation. So
mm-hmm.
running back to Egypt was like running back to our mother.
Yeah.
We thought there was security there, but there really wasn't. So we could see the path that they ran. They didn't run north. They ran south into Egypt. And that's critical.
Gotcha.
So they talk about this dysphoria, and this is the beginning, not really the beginning, but this is a part of our being dispersed from our land.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we didn't go to Egypt by ship here. We ran into Egypt. It wasn't by ship.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Any comments out too far?
No.
Yes.
I'm just listening.
Okay.
Wow. And you know what's going to happen? I just read a little bit. Psalm's going to go right into what we just talked about.
Yeah, you talk about synchronicity.
Mm-hmm.
But Ishmael, he put our people in captivity, the poor people that were left. Then Ishmael mm-hmm. carried away captive all the people who were left in Mizpah, even the king's mm-hmm. daughter. What's wrong with you? You taking the king's daughters into captivity? And all the people who remained in Mizpah, who Nebuchadnezzar, the captain of the guard, had committed to Gildaya, he gave them a semblance of freedom. Ishmael, the son of Nathaniah, carried them away captive. He was going to make sure they went into captivity. Come on, man. You're an Israelite. Why are you putting your own people in captivity?
Mm-hmm.
And they parted over to go over to the children of Ammon, our sworn enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that? But there were some brothers who stood up. Yohanan, the son of Koreah. Israel was scared of him, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He saw Yohanan coming, and all the captains of the forces who were with him heard of the evil that Ishmael did, the son, and they took all the men and went to fight Ishmael. So we have brothers that stood up to the task
mm-hmm.
and him by the great waters in Gibbon. And all the people who were with Ishmael saw Yohanan, the son of Koreah, and all the captains of the forces that were with him. Then they were glad. Yeah, because, here come a brother that's going to free us, a liberator. And all the people who Ishmael had carried captive from his part turned about and came back. So give thanks to Yohanan. You freed our brothers from our brother. Because this brother Ishmael was scared of Yohanan. He wasn't playing. I don't care if you're the king's son, you're the royal house. I'll take your head.
Uh-huh.
But Ishmael, son of Nathaniah, escaped from Yohanan with 8 men and went to the children of Ammon. Yeah, run back, you dog. Run back, Ishmael.
Uh-huh.
The people that love you.
And as people get that type of clarity, when you break it down like that, just like today, it's not old-fashioned. You know, you got people are saying, man wrote it, they don't trust it. And I'm saying, you know, if it's broken down correctly, there's no way you can't understand it. I thank you for the clarity, Pastor Gil.
I thank y'all for clarity.
Well, thank you for working through you.
If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have this clarity, would I?
Right. No.
So when you seek Yah, you will find him, and he will clear things up for you. But you got to devote yourself, like I did. Like Yom Suf announced this every night, 14 years old. From then, I committed myself to Yah. There wasn't no turning back. I'm like, Yah, show me the beauty of your creation, because I don't see it. I don't see love in the world, nowhere. Yah said, I got you. I'm going to show you true love. And he did. He kept his promise to me. So my task is to continue to be his servant. And to the enlightenment that he shared with me, I have to share with my people. That's my obligation to him. And I'm so glad that people can see when I try to explain, because I got a simple education. But I'm dedicated. That's all I
got to
say. But
the Most High made you a scholar. Not by man's rendition. I said the Most High made you a scholar, not by man's rendition.
Well, he gave me the ability to connect with our roots, especially our King David.
Okay.
His songs, I mean, like, you know, songs soothe the savage beast.
What?
Those songs soothe your spirit and give you strength. if you really understand him. Mm-hmm. That's where he got his strength from. That's where I'm getting my strength from. Mm-hmm. That's how we have to see it.
Right.
And it works. It worked for me. It worked for him. It worked for me. I try to tell people the formula if they would listen and hear and hearken and do. But, you know, people lean on their own understanding. Right. If people going to do what people do. These people that we're reading about, the Daya, Ishmael, they had the writings we had of King David, King Solomon. They had the same wisdom. It's the wisdom of our people. They had it in their hands. Did they use it? Did they use it?
No,
to conquer
okay.
themselves. You have to conquer yourself first. Because all of us are servants to Yah. Can we conquer ourselves enough to be servants to Yah? Can we put away our agenda for Yah's agenda? And that's a hard thing to do. Yah will throw you in the muck and the mire. Well, I wasn't expecting this, Yah. Jeremiah goes to Gedaliah. Gedaliah gets killed. Jeremiah wasn't expecting that, I'm sure. So he's on the run again from his own people. Not from the enemy, but his own people, who he's been battling the whole time. You caused this to happen, and now you're trying to fix it with your own understanding. It's not going to work.
Because
we do the same thing today. Same habits.
Yeah.
But we have the keys. You can't say the keys aren't there for us to get off that path.
Yeah.
What did Yom Shu say? What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting different results. We have a problem because from our inception, the seed of Jacob has been at odds with each other. So when we read the story of Joseph and his brothers, how do you take your little baby brother and throw him in a well, then sell him as a slave, take the coat I made him, rip it up, put blood on it, and tell your father that a wild beast must have killed him? You talking about our ancient fathers. Joseph, Benjamin, Reuben, Simeon, Gad, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun. They was at it from jump. And we got to stop it. It's up to us to stop it, the madness, because we got the same vibes. We wonder why we can't unite, but it's those vibes.
Yes.
We one nation, we one people. Most High chose us, we the nation of Israel. Why can't we unite? Oh, look at your roots. Why did they throw Joseph in a well? They hated him. Why do we hate each other? Is there a good reason for it? No. We just envious and jealous because we got gifts? No, Yah gave you gifts too. That's something we have, as a people, have to conquer and overcome. That's the only way we're going to come to a unity. You know, our nation was never really united as one nation for long.
Someone else said that, too.
We only had unity under King Saul for a little while, but they wasn't really united as a full nation, because they didn't really take the nation until King David stepped up and conquered the surrounding enemies. After he finished his conquest, he had peace, and he turned it over to King Solomon, which means, you know, King of Peace. King Solomon reigned for 40 years and had peace, and then he turned it over to his son, Rehoboam, who went left, and the kingdom split.
I knew it was somewhere Rehoboam and it split. I remember now you bringing it up. Yeah.
So we never really had a united nation ever for a very long period. Maybe 80 to 100 years the most. Then you had the kings of Judah, which was separate from the nation of Israel, the kings of Israel, and they reigned. Some of them were good. Few of them were good, but most of them did evil in the sight of Yah. Forget about the kings of Israel. None of them did well. None of them. Jeroboam. From Jeroboam on, none of them did well.
They all corrupted.
We
got to
know these things.
Yeah.
Say that again.
They all corrupted themselves.
Oh, yeah. Just like Ishmael. You worry about the other nations and being influenced by the other nations when you got your own portion. But we got to know these things as a people.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows us why we're in this dilemma and how to correct the dilemma that we're in.
Because just like that's what's going on today. Like, they were United States worried about, instead of worrying about the people here, they worried about other lands, other nations interfering and everything when you had no business doing none of it. So like you say, it's a continuation until everybody do, well, at least our people need to get together and come together and do what we're supposed to be doing. We're just going to keep on.
And the only way we're going to do that, Sister Abiyah, is by knowing who we are, knowing our history, knowing our roots, what our forefathers did, and knowing Yah, his plan, what his purpose was for us, what he instructed us to do, then and now.
Yeah, because just the king that went corrupt, it constantly reminds me of the day of the White House. You put them people in there, and the so-called president, like Trump and all the rest of them, they out for greed. They're doing the same thing. They corrupt all of them. So it's still going on, just like you said. So like you said, we all got to get the right history and keep digging. That's why I stay here. Thank you.
So let's bring it closer to home. Forget about the White House. How about T.D. Jakes and Creflo Dollar and Reverend Al Sharpton and Reverend Jesse Jackson and Louis Farrakhan and all these other leaders that are not teaching Yah's truth, that are leading the true Israelites in a way that they shouldn't, with the doctrines of men. They're doing the same thing. And these men know the truth. These reverends that go to theological school, they study this book like we're studying it on a nightly basis, but even more.
But that corruption set in for them.
They get paid off.
How they get their cars and all the big fancy homes and all that.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, they're concerned with the here and now.
Yes,
and being comfortable and wealthy and luxurious, living luxuriously in the here and now. But for them doing that and leading Yah people astray, there's consequences to pay, price to pay.
Yes, indeed.
There's a reverend out there named Price. He's going to pay the price, all right.
All
so
right.
The world should know Yah's story. Go ahead, Johnson.
All right. So I concur with you on that, brother. That's the problem, country. You realize the problem. No one wants to be codified. It's a philosophy. It's like our ancient fathers and mothers. Everybody want to do what they want to do. Therein lies the problem. And therein lies the problem with us at this given point in our history. We didn't learn anything about our fathers and mothers in person. The evidence doesn't lie.
Yeah.
It's a refusal to be codified. So it is what we were. As a matter of fact, most I said, you're worse. The evidence doesn't lie. So that being said, Contreras, Sister Abiyah, we break the codes with that one. Let's see what the Psalmist said in chapter 41.
All praise to the Holy One, Yisrael, Most High, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for his creation and creation of us, creation of our King, King David. Watch the synchronicity in this chapter. Chapter 41. It's scary how it lines up with what we just read. So it starts off like this, verse 1. Blessed is he who considers the poor. Wow, right there. That connects with what we just read, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because Ishmael certainly didn't consider the poor. And that's who he was messing with. The poor Israelites that were left behind.
Mm-hmm.
Yah was delivering him in the day of evil. And that's what he did until Ishmael interrupted Yah's plan. Yah will preserve him and keep him alive, which he did. Some of them escaped, didn't they?
Yeah.
In spite of Ishmael. He shall be blessed on the earth, not in heaven. Where shall he be blessed? The man who considers the poor See, because we don't consider the poor. Somebody asks you for money on the street, oh, he probably going to use it for drugs. No, give him what you got, some change. Don't even worry about what he does. Help him out. Poor and needy. He begging. He shall be blessed on the earth, and he will not surrender him to the will of his enemies. Okay. That's a super spiritual deposit in your bank account. When you consider the poor, the Most High said he will not allow you to surrender to your enemies, to the will of your enemies. How about that? Just by considering the poor.
Nice.
I will sustain him on his sick bed. You ain't got to worry about COVID, monkey pox, chicken pox, or any other pox that up there. And restore him from his bed of illness.
Yeah.
Yah is the physician. Yah is the doctor. He knows all the systems in your body better than the physician. Because he made them, didn't he? I said, Yah, have mercy on me. And that's what we all need. Yah's mercy. Because we hard-headed, we stiff-necked, and we disobedient. We need Yah's mercy. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. And that's the thing that King David always does. He acknowledges that he sinned against Yah. As great as he was, he acknowledges that he was frail and that he slipped sometime. And he, Most High said it, there's no man on earth that does not sin. That's a quote from his son, King Solomon. There is no man that lives that does not sin. And you have to acknowledge it. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. And we all need to say that. My enemies speak evil against me. Oh, yeah. All the time. Yep. Don't do no interviews on TV shows or TV news shows or put yourself on YouTube, because the enemy is going to speak evil against you. Facebook, of course, they're going to speak evil against you. When will he die and his name perish? Yeah, they're waiting for the righteous to die. If he comes to see me, he speaks falsehood. Ishmael, he came out to meet the men crying and acting like he was going to take care of them. Brought them to the center of the street, killed them, and dumped their bodies in a ditch. His heart gathers iniquity to itself. When he goes abroad, he tells it. All who hate me whisper together against me. Yeah, there's people that hate us. Got to know it. They imagine the worst for me. Yeah. They tell us we're on the extinction list, right? African-American men. Black men. We're on the extinction list.
Yeah.
An evil disease, COVID, monkeypox, smallpox, chickenpox, avian flu, syphilis, typhoid, whatever.
Uh-huh.
An evil disease going to get them, they say. If it don't get them, we going to give it to them.
Uh-huh.
Has afflicted him. We got him. They took the vaccination. Now that he lies, he shall rise no more. He's in a sick bed. Yes, my own familiar friend, whom I trusted, who ate bread with me, Ishmael. You sit down eating bread with the brothers, and then you slay him with a sword? That's what you do? Has lifted up his hail against me. Lifted up his hail against me. But you, Yah, have mercy on me. That's our defense. First line, our place of refuge, our high tower. First place you go to run to when you're in trouble, King David. Have mercy on me and raise me up, that I may repay them. And King David surely repaid all his enemies. By this I know that you delight in me, when you raise me up and let me repay them, because my enemy does not triumph over me. So that's the victory. We should all have the victory if we trust in Yah, like our King, King David, no matter what. As for me, you got to pay attention to this. You uphold me in my integrity. Yes. As long as you're trying to walk the righteous path and Yah is leading you in the path of righteousness and you keep your integrity like Joseph and Daniel and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, keep your integrity. That's what Yah is looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what he says after that? And set me, King David, in your presence forever. How long is forever?
Forever and ever and ever.
King David is talking about forever and him being in the presence of Yah forever as king. King David, his anointed. People looking for the anointed Messiah, Mashiach, the Christ. Here he is. He's speaking in Psalms 41. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity, even though my enemies are trying to take my soul with all kinds of devices. Bless thee, Yah, Elohim of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen. Amen. How long is everlasting?
Forever and ever and ever.
And if you thought there was an end to everlasting, he said from everlasting to everlasting.
Everlasting.
It ain't going to end.
Eternity.
It's called eternity.
Mm-hmm.
You want that everlasting life that King David knew existed for each and every individual that follow Yah's path, that keeps their integrity, that trust in Yah, that hope in Yah, that wait on Yah, that's guided by Yah, that obeys everything Yah commanded them to do, that confesses their transgressions against him on a regular basis, because we know we sin, got to admit it, and change from your evil ways. So we have the formula. There's no excuse for us not to use it. Can't say Yah to put it before our face. We have the formula for everlasting life. We want to be in the presence of Yah forever too. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Hallelujah.
Well, Sister Yehudi said, never simple, we got you, never synchronized. And therein lies your solutions. Whatever tries to invade your integrity, he didn't say go and do it on your own. Trust in the Most High, lean on the Most High. The Most High and find analysis. Where you solve your problems and overcome your enemies in the process. So, Stabby, our Sister Hootie, what are you coming to?
All I can say behind that is just praise you. And I just keep on praying and I stay on the right path. And I thank y'all for all his mercy, his love, each and every single day.
It praise changes you. I'm sorry, go ahead, y'all.
No, I just said praise y'all.
You change. Whatever that was in the past is in the past. You're a new person.
Yes,
and
indeed.
Some of your characteristics of the past is brought up that is positive. If you were feisty before, you can be feisty for the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
He's all around us. And the thing is, I try to motivate. I'm not worried of a response. Because he said his word does not go out void. Now, America is facing a horrific thunderstorm over the past in Detroit, too. In Texas, Florida had one, and little of the United States over hit in a couple of hours, getting a little dark. But he is my protector. The Most High is my protector. When we also must be realistic, what's going to happen is going to happen, but does not mean that we do not call out or cry out to him. Doesn't denote that. And we still walk the way that he wants us to walk. He doesn't force us. We make that choice. And we must do that decently. Like the Most High saved you out of the confusion that was in that grocery store. I mean, yeah. So many times he's done it with all of us. Just on this line.
You know, Brother Sister Hootie, just like we was talking before, now when I go out the thing, like you said, your past the past, the thing that would make me strike a person or push a person, strike them, push them or whatever, or curse them out, that was going on around me, I would retaliate, I would do something. Today, I don't feel that. I'm at peace. I look at people, and if they don't say excuse me or something, I'll just walk around them, or I'll just get out their way. Like you said, it's a change in you. Once you start knowing who you are and who is your protector. I have mm-hmm. no need to be carrying on the way I used to. Now, like you said, repent all the time. I ask y'all all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Please let me stay on this humble path.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all has never let me down. So I'm staying, like I said, right on this path.
Let me give you a small example. Yeah, I'm still always on my personal experience, but people who are listening might have gone through the same experience.
Mm-hmm.
They give you a key, I think it's called a key code, pronounce it, come in and out of the apartment building. And sometimes the doors get shut. And they have to recalibrate. I'm not saying the word, I can't say it. Thank you. The system. So he took my key. First, I was concerned, like, I'm going to get out of the bit in and out, you know, because I may jump up and decide to walk or whatever. I thought about it. I said, wait a minute. The Most High got me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get upset. Because there were people, with the guy, a man in front of me, was getting a little irate. And when he turned, I said, why are you upset? Because it keep happening. I said, man is not perfect.
That's right.
And it's the way to handle it. No, it's inconvenient. But I rely on my creator. I just stood there and looked. He looked at me.
You know, Sister Hootie, not to bring up another example, but I will say this. It's just like I was in the bank. I think that was Friday early. And so I was just inside the bank where they have the ATM machine sitting on the outside so you don't really have to go inside and stand on line.
Right.
So I said, well, I'll just do this transaction real quick right here.
Mm-hmm.
But before I knew it, people was coming in and then they just started arguing who was on this line and who was on that line. And something told me, that's a distraction. Go inside.
Mm-hmm.
I went inside, and when I came back out, they had the police right there holding the guy. He had tried to snatch money out of the woman's hand. Like
mm-hmm.
I said, and like Cartel, y'all be saying, y'all will speak to, he will direct you. He will keep you safe. And that's why
mm-hmm.
I said, he has never failed me yet.
Mm-hmm. This is not a man to lie. And even when you come across situations that appear to be complicated or frustrating, heal out. I'm so thankful. I stood back emotionally, look at the scenario,
mm-hmm.
and ask myself, why am I going to get upset? What purpose does it serve me?
That's right.
When I see people in chaos constantly.
Yeah, that causes more confusion when you get upset, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's adding to the confusion. Like you said, keep calm, drop the emotions, you know who's in charge.
And like you said, be intuitive, being observant and connected
mm-hmm.
to our creator. We've always been
yes.
connected, but we didn't hear his voice.
Right.
So we had many experiences when something say no, go that way. My grandma would say, always go by the first month.
Yeah.
And sometimes we go against it and say, dang, we should have listened.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thankful. And I'm thankful about action. And humble. Not just talk about it, but be about it. You know. And I'm just, ooh, it's just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Very awesome. Mm-hmm.
The beauty of King David is that he was a king with great power, and he considered the poor. He says, blessed is the man who considers the poor. What happens? Yah delivers him from the day of evil and from his enemies. He will not surrender him to the will of his enemies, which was so important for King David, as it is important for us. King David,
yeah.
enemies that was ready to take his head off every day. Literally. And he knew that Yah was with him. So We ain't looking, we ain't seeing our enemy trying to take our heads every day. But there's no guarantee when you step out your door that you won't run into some kind of mass murderer, mass shooter, or some kind of sick dude trying to kill innocent people. So your protection is to look out for the poor, right? That's the real key. Don't be worried about yourself so much. Look out for the poor. And that's really your real protection. Because when you consider the poor, it's like you're considering the Most High. And it's always good. The Most High lays out our negative, right, in so many different ways. We see our rap sheet. But the beauty of Yah is that he always shows us there's a silver lining in all the dark clouds that I'm showing y'all. And if you can latch onto that silver lining, you'll make it through the dark days. So we have to give the message hope every time we, you know, tell our people the bad things that we do, the negative things that we do. We always got to show them that there is hope.
That's in the Hallelujah, Crutchfield. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. Show them hope.
King David does it. The prophets do it. Yah makes sure that he shows us a message of hope in spite of everything that he says about us. In spite of our sins, King David, it's like, in spite of my sins, I know you love me. Show mercy on me because I'm not perfect.
He's a good example. King David was very, you know, and like I said, it's putting us out the way. Be thankful when we're not in confusion, but we also, like you said, we have to be an example. And I'm around people who are tired, disgusted, simple. And you have, it's just, I know what you're saying. I'm just overwhelmed with happiness. This may not sound like it because I'm so calm, but it's like, wow. He is so gracious. I can't stop praising him. I'm not.
And to a degree, to a degree, when you help the poor, you feel what Yah feels. Like, we had a food bank at our camp, and when we opened it, we didn't expect so many people to be lined up, and we looked at the line, and it just sent chills up and down your spine. And when you give the people the food, they are so thankful, so grateful, so appreciative. And it's like an overwhelming feeling. It really is. Which is why a lot of people do that, helping the poor. Unfortunately, rich people, they should have that feeling.
I survive on little enough, but I still gave. I was compelled. See, sometimes people give for devious, right? And not from the heart. And
that's what
we
I
don't think about,
I said, that's what I always say. A lot of people tell me, well, you only gave a little bit of this, but it's not what they're giving, and it's from their heart. You know, that's what really counts.
Yeah.
And not the reason why you're giving, but how, you know, what your heart meant. That's all. Some people give
the
for
leaders. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I just want to say some people give for recognition. To be recognized, and that's hypocritical, as far as I'm concerned.
It is, because like Katria was mentioning, because I say this too, the so-called leaders that we have, they're giving to themselves.
Yeah,
they got big cars, and why my heart is full before. Because I've seen their humanity quicker to communicate with them that who are wealthy. I mean, not all, but I've seen, it's like, stop painting people with one brush. That's what that means. We're constantly being put on display. Let's put it like that. Bombarded. There we go. Anything that we do, we're criticized, whatever it may be. And we know, and there are people who are educated. I'm not talking about educated school, but it's like they know that we're not all like that. Like, we don't all like fried chicken. We don't all like watermelon.
Mm-mm.
A lot of us can't dance. Or things commit atrocities. And this is something we need to do, is stop painting our own people with one brush. Open the possibility with realistic experiences and wisdom in our approach to different subjects.
That's another thing you brought up. It's like our people, us as individuals, if we see how we're being treated, we've seen how much we've done without, and how people just overlook us, treat us like animals, worse than animals. So I can't do that. You know, it's like if you ever been without food to put in your stomach and you had some hunger pains, how could you see a homeless person out asking for something to eat or anything in that nature that you will not give if you have something? I would give you half of my sandwiches. I only had one sandwich because I knew what it's doing, not having. And that's what's wrong with a lot of us. Instead of our people coming together and helping each other, like you said, they see you with something, they'd rather hit you upside your head and take the whole thing instead of accepting the piece that you was willing to give.
Well, that happens too. But also, we give, but it's not to a large scale. It doesn't make a dent. You see, but there are some good people, our people, that give, but it doesn't make a significant amount of change, just a little. Once we accept our prison, so to speak, I'm going to obey the laws in this land. I don't have to like this. But my focus is to help my people. I know, I see the atrocity. We've all experienced racism, as they call it. We know what it feels like. So, get out of here. I know I can't turn a deaf eye, a blind eye or a deaf ear to my people that are crying out, who want some help.
Mm-hmm.
We are servants of our Creator. Even the king had to submit and had a major responsibility. We know we live in a land that's not just, it's just for them. We know that. We don't have to keep talking. We know it. What is it that we can do for our people and people can do for us? We do, but it's not. It's like I said, it makes a small thing. There are people out there. That's why I'm spreading all over. But this format is great. But face to face with people is good too.
All right. Thank you, Sister Yehudi. Thank you, Sister Abia. Thank you, Katri. Don't just talk about it. Don't just think about it. Feel about it. Make the right application. That being said, we don't know where y'all are going, but you get ready to get out of here. Praise and bless the Most High. Any closing remarks? Cartrell, Sister Rudia, Sister Abia?
All I have to say is just praise y'all, seek y'all, trade up. And I love you, family, and still long, everyone.
Love you too, sister.
I love my people. I'll say this because I love my people. And I always talk to the Most High when I'm out everywhere. ask for peace, ask for understanding, and no fear. In his name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Say shout out to Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal, came back to Newark and built some affordable housing, just fix up some playgrounds so that Eli Beam could play in the park. One thing I wanted to say to Sister Yehudi, we obey the laws of these lands up until they want to compromise our integrity. So our integrity in captivity is critical. We know in our history we have people in captivity like Joseph and Daniel. They were in captivity, but they kept their integrity. So as far as our integrity is important, we read it in Psalms that can't be compromised. And they're about to make everybody poor with inflation and recession. So prepare yourself. We're going to be poor and needy. We pray that the Most High looks out for us.
Right, with Jack, I do give a shout out because he did admit the money that he's making, and he makes it a point to go out and help somebody. And I can respect that.
Would that more of them would do that? Because we're going to need it. So my prayer is that these hard times bring our people together and enlighten us, and that Yah will answer us when we cry out to him. You know, a parent always hears the cry of their child. So Yah is our father. We need to cry out because the oppressor is about to get busy. Praise Yah. Lalato, I love Yah. May the Most High continue to bless and be with us.
Oh, wait a minute, Castell. Let me ask you this. Did you hear any more about the Panthers?
Yeah, I spoke to Elder Yakanan today. And he said he's going to pick them up tomorrow and mail them to me. So I'm going to get busy. At least the pamphlets that he has for me. The other pamphlets, no news on that.
Okay. Carter.
Okay. Well, praise Yah and bless his holy name. Again, thank you, Katria. Thank you, Sister Woody, and thank you, Abby. Most important, thank the Most High God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that we have been able to bring this message to you these days. And we strongly advise you to continue burning the midnight oil to get you a new heart, just like King David. Most High said King David was a man after his own heart. And that should encourage you to get a heart like King David. Pray for one tonight and make the right application. Get codified. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night.
We're broken people now.
Never be nothing, ain't that something? I've risen from the bottom, I got a mind on the prize, and inside I'm damn right I overcame. Y'all know the name, we similar but never been the same. Everybody, yeah, they know the name. Right now, I'ma make it somehow, make it some way. Yeah, you know we gon' get it today. Like, I'm all on my own now, but won't ever let you down, won't let you down,
down.
Yes, I've been through it, they know I do it for the people I'm fighting, so we be equal for my son and my sequel, and anybody who listening in they system like venom, I get in them and spread viciously. This is me.
We're broken people now.
Giving it every part of myself on the real, you would think I'd be asthmatic. Allergic to your bullshit, yeah that's right, I done had it. Real all the time, if you rep it, get it tatted right now. It's right here, a vibe right now. I am too alive right now, I'm alive right now. Come on, feel the vibe right now. Feel the vibe, feel the vibe, feel the vibe. Yes, I've been through it, they know I do it for the people I'm fighting, so we be equal for my son and my sequel, and anybody who listening in they system like venom, I get in them and spread viciously. This is me.
We're broken people now.
between our streets.